You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello, beautiful, sacred, magnificent Wisdom Tribe. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. Thank you for being in the collective energy and just bringing your vibration to this very, very incredible show, Wisdom of the Ancients, that every single one of you has created and called forth. So thank you, sweet souls, for being here. It's so amazing to be here. The theme for this particular season is weaving the web of light, activating points of light. Every single one of us is an active participant and contributor in the web of light, and we all play a role, a big role, in activating points of light and raising consciousness. And one way we raise consciousness is healing. And so today's show is going to be a lot about healing. So let's invoke the ancient ones. Let's invoke the ascended masters, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service, spoken, unspoken, known, and unknown, all the beings who are coming forth to support you, to support me, to support all of us today, and open our hearts to whatever message is being shared with us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Christopher Macklin was born in Chester in the United Kingdom and has been very gifted from an early age. For the last several years, he has concentrated on divine healing, learned from divine knowledge from God and all that is holy. His healing technique is a unique approach combining God's angelic light beings and clearing of negative energies and entities. Christopher has worked with divine healing for over 30 years now. He is a Melchizedek being who has volunteered to come down to earth to teach and heal using Sananda energy from the ultimate dimension. He's able to help people with all types of disease and imbalances. Christopher does not work alone. There are large numbers of God's angelic light beings channeled to work with him. He first works to balance your body's energy field by clearing chakra points and then cleansing your body's meridian field by removing negative entities and energies. He then uses God's divine angelic beings to perform esoteric operations to replace damaged joints and diseased organs. God's angelic beings also reconstruct the damaged muscles and nerves. So we are in for a treat today. We're in for a wonderful show. Christopher, you've been on the show before, but welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Yay, thanks Ed for having me. That's wonderful. And thanks. Thanks for inviting me. And thank you everyone for listening as well. It's wonderful. Thank you so much. Bless your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I know the Wisdom community really appreciates having you on the show and some of the work that you do. I know that later on we're going to be doing a group activation, the Melchizedek energy activation. So everyone, that's going to be later on in the show. Christopher's going to be talking about divine healing and transformation. So what that means for you is you'll be learning about divine sovereignty and how it impacts every aspect of your life. Of course, there will be an opportunity to work directly with Christopher. So either on the phone or if you're on the webinar page, then put your question in the question box if you're on the webinar page, and you can ask Christopher. Many of you have already done that. If you're on the phone, star two to raise your hand. And for those of you who have not worked with Christopher before, you've obviously got a little bit of a sense of what Christopher does, but you can ask specific questions regarding your health or personal issues that you might be experiencing, and then Christopher will be able to work with you. And of course, as I mentioned, there'll be that beautiful Melchizedek energy activation towards the end of the call. It's a process that clears and realigns your being on every level through all space and time and every dimension. Christopher will tell us more about that in a while. So yeah, I'm excited to get going, Christopher. Thanks again for coming back. It's really a pleasure to have you on the show again.
Yay, thanks, Ian. I'm really excited. Oh, bless your heart.
Of course, of course. So I wanted to ask you around divine sovereignty. So you have connected with, maybe you can share a little bit around divine sovereignty, what that means, and also a little bit about how you've chosen to be here. So for those of the community who might not have heard you before, maybe share a little bit about who you are and your story around how you chose to come here.
Well, before I was born here, obviously, I always laugh about this. I must have got in God's queue and said, yeah, I'll volunteer, you know, and then you get down here and think, oh, gosh, what was I thinking? it's like, I view it as heaven or hell on earth. Well, not heaven, hell. It's either tumultuous or it's like heaven. It's a blessing. And I think a lot of people, you know, it's important to be able to get out of that humanitarian soup of cauldron of things and get back into your sovereign self. So what does really sovereign self mean? I mean, if you look at it, let me just go through the journey very quickly because it's obviously quite a long journey. But obviously I was born in Chester. Age of four, I could see beings. I could see craft. I could see a lot of things. And the problem is when you see these things, of course, your father's going, well, the lad's a little bit, you know, disturbed or something, you know, because he can see these things and I think he's just dreaming, you know. I mean, I remember I always tell people at the age of four, you know, there's a massive reptilian thing on my bed and I scream, oh, God, Dad, you know, there's a reptilian thing. He comes in, oh, it's just a bad dream, darling. And, you know, the funny thing about it, I was talking to my father and he actually mentioned that last Sunday. He said, I remember when that happened, you know, when this reptilian thing. And he reminds me screaming, Dad, Dad. But, of course, if they can't see it, oh, it's just a bad dream. Well, it's not a bad dream. It's actually real. You know, these things are real. And, you know, I deal a lot with people who are going to asylum. I've got a 13-year-old who's going into asylum, you know, a mental institute, like this week, because the poor girl's, like, gifted and they don't know what to do with her. So, of course, they put them on drugs and dumb them down and hope for the best. But that doesn't help the situation because, of course, if you're gifted, these things are around you. They're going to try and shut you down. So it's learning to manage the gifts, and that's really important. So I just moved on. Saw craft things. Very quickly I realized that if I didn't put duct tape over my mouth and, you know, stop saying about these things, maybe I'll be on drugs. So I kind of learned to manage them. And, you know, I remember this reptilian thing came back and I said, right, get out of my room right now. And I put some power behind it. It went. Oh, okay, that worked. So even at the age of like 4 or 5, you know, I learned very quickly how to manage these things because I've obviously got quite a bit of passion behind it. Anyway, moving forward, you know, you go through school. Did I enjoy it? I was severely dyslexic. I still am. I can read well, but the problem is it takes me a while to read because when you read like a few sentences, you hang on a minute, that doesn't make sense. And you go back and you've missed half the words, and so you have to go back and read it again. And so it's not something I enjoy, but I'm really good at channeling things. So, you know, I don't need reading. I can read people's minds and I can read, you know, I can do channeling things. So reading's kind of obsolete for me. Anyway, moving forward, so, you know, I struggled at school, but they realized I had dyslexia and helped me and, you know, managed to get some O-levels. Those are things in England that, you know, you pass, you get out of school, and then I did this HNC, and then, you know, next level up, and then I went and did a degree in electronics stuff, and I passed that. And then my master's, and when I was at work, you know, because electronics was new then, I earned a lot of money, like a fortune of money. But I thought, you know, I used to think, why am I doing this? You know, I don't enjoy it, you know. It's just I'm doing it for money, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you go through life and you sit there, you know, because I don't think I was meant to do anything at that time. And there's a reason for that. And so after that, you know, suddenly I started building I started refurbishing houses, made even more money, built apartment block. And the biggest mistake I made is I did I think it was 172 apartments in Manchester. It was a 12-story building. And this is the biggest project ever done, of course. Oh, dear. And I remember the bank phoned me up and say, that was in the, I think, 2007, the big crash. And bank phoned up and said, these apartments are worth now 90,000. They were 220. I want our money back in 14 days. I thought, oh, well, I don't have it. So that was the beginning of the spiritual journey. Went bankrupt, you know. Split up my ex-wife, things really changed, sitting in the middle of Manchester thinking, what the heck is going on? Okay, God, this is not funny. I said, well, it's the right time, you know, and it really was. But at the time, you know, when you go through these things, you don't realize it's the right time because everything's crashing around you. And in fact, you know, it taught me an awful lot about being on your own, getting back in inner strength. And I traveled the world, you know, I was sponsored by the Knights Templar for a while and then realized that they were all manipulative and so left them. But, you know, you'll find in your journey, I think it's really important to realize that along the way, you're going to get manipulated. Don't be upset by it. Just take it as a blessing because that's what I don't want. And that's with healers. That's with spiritual communities. That's with Knights Templar, different people. you're going to find that, you know, you get sucked in and you think it's good, and then suddenly they turn it around and, oh, don't want that anymore. But never beat yourself up, because it's all an education for what, you know, what is going forward, to get back to your sovereign self. And your sovereign self is really, truly getting that inner strength, being your sovereign self, you know, getting your vibration up where you think, oh, my God, I feel incredible. I'm doing my gifts. I feel amazing. And to me, that's heaven on earth, when you leap out of bed in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel incredible. And to me, nothing else will do. You know, or you can dive in the swimming pool with humanity and, you know, they're pooing and weeing in there. Would you want to get in there? Probably not. So, and it's not to judge them in any way. It's just that you can't help people unless you get your vibration and you're back to your sovereign self, you know. And I think another thing that I've learned as well, it's really, really important, is people talk about these contracts. And, you know, to me, I think it's ridiculous. There is no contracts with God. God doesn't need a lawyer. You know, you don't have contracts down here. You agree to come, volunteer to come down here, but if you look at the Akashic records, if there's contracts, you'd be on a fixed timeline, and you're not. You have infinite timelines in front of you. You can go and rob a bank. You go on a timeline to jail. You can go and work on a ship, cruise ship, or you've worked for a corporation, or you marry someone in Indonesia, or, you know, there's infinite timelines. It's your choice, and therefore, you know, to me, it's really important to show up for the mistakes you made and look at them as a blessing, you know, because they've all brought you to where you are now, you know. And I think that's really important. There is no contracts, because I think by blaming God, oh, there's a contract with God, or there's a contract with somebody, that's stepping outside your choices, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it's really important to show up for those choices and transmit them. And I've heard this time and time again, contracts don't exist, you know, but that's obviously my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But the Because That Beings created the Akashic Records for a reason. And that is because the Akashic Records, past timelines, obviously is infinite, they've all ran through. So if you go back on one timeline in like a, you know, time-space continuum kind of machine, for want of a better word, you can't go from this timeline and change any other timeline that's there, because it's already happened. And so they did that as a safety mechanism to stop governmental systems and different people going in for different timelines and damaging and changing history, space-time continuum, which messes all up. So, you know, the Akashic Records is a very important part of the being, you know, down here.
Right, right. And I think a lot of people are at a point where we are wanting to understand a little bit more about the choices we make with respect to healing. So, you know, I think people have different frames of reference and different frameworks and belief systems why we get ill. And so I wanted you to share with us your views or your understanding or your knowledge, really, of the Melchizedek beings, and also some of the reasons why we get ill, and also what can be done about it. There's a lot of people who maybe have pain in their life, be it physical pain. Sometimes it's emotional anguish, but share with us a little bit around why this pain shows up in our lives, and then also let's move on to what we can do about it.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I mean, my perspective is, you know, I was thinking yesterday, I was sitting down thinking, wow, you know, all the things that, you know, we are exposed to as human beings, you know, you look at the news, it's all bad news. It ingests emotion. You look at the rivers, they're full of pollution. You look at the skies, they're spraying stuff down on us. You look at everything, you know, plants, they're genetically modified. I mean, how much you have to do before you really mess the world up? So the governmental system, no one's interested in the people, they're just interested in themselves. You look at religion, it's separation. Everything's about separation. So, you know, little by little, they've been very clever and very subtly allowed us to ingest so much emotion. I mean, I look at people and they can say, well, I've been working on myself for 10 years. Yeah, but you've got several thousand layers of emotion, you know, over this lifetime. And some of them will be small, some of them will be big. But if that builds up around the heart, of course, you know, when people say you get stressed, you get a heart attack, well, it's true, you know, but it can also come from ingesting so much emotion. There's so much stuck energy around the heart, it's going to paralyze the heart muscle. But also, from that heart chakra, which is the main chakra point in your body, it bleeds into the adrenals, it bleeds into, it can bleed in the liver, bleed into the thyroid, so, you know, it can affect your intestines as well as entities if your vibration drops, of course. If you get a load of emotion and you feel really sad, you feel exhausted, your vibration is flat on the floor. And, of course, entities all around you, they're in a different dimension, but like I said before, I have the ability to see them, and I'm blessed with that. I can switch it off as well, which is a good thing, because if you go for dinner at a restaurant, you don't want to look at reptilian attachments on people. You want to just focus on what you're doing and then leave. But that could be a problem. But I think the primary thing is emotion. I mean, how many people get cancer, 5 years later after, and I always say to them, okay, what happens about 4 or 5 years? But, oh, son died, committed suicide, or, I divorced my husband, or went bankrupt, or something. There's always some big issue 4 to 5 years before you get cancer. So, okay, there's a correlation. So what is the correlation? Well, again, we all have viral infections also. They're talking about the coronavirus, and there's another one called the hell virus, which is so toxic it comes from mold, but I believe that's nanotech. When that comes in, we'd be able to strip it out of the body with a protocol, which we'll talk about later. But I feel, so if you think about it, if you get chock full of emotion, vibration drops, you have viral infections in your body, so it can mutate the cells. It can mutate in the breast, it can mutate in the womb uterus, the prostate. That's why people, even if it's not cancer, it still mutates. You can get fibroids, endometriosis, all sorts of different things. And a lot of things are caused by viral infection. I had a lady, and she went to a lot of healers, and, it was very interesting. She came to me, and she said, everyone said it's a contract. So I looked at her, I said, okay, why have you gone blind? What is it? And you know what? I had a look, and she had viral infections. What happened is the viral infections got into the retinas, and the autoimmune attacked the retinas and killed them off. And so that's not a contract. That's a thing that's actually happened here. And so how do you heal that? Well, what you have to do first is strip the viral infection out of the body. Once you've got that, then you can actually rebuild, or you can esoteric operate the retinas to restore them. But, it's no use doing that if you haven't got rid of the secondary cause. Primary cause is emotion. And the same with, the cancers. I see cancers all the time. The tumor is just a common cold. It's just saying, hey, your body's off balance. We need to do something about it. So what's the primary cause of cancer? Emotion. Drops the vibration. Viral infections mutate the cells, turn into tumors. And so the tumor's like, just a common cold. I can use space-time continuum. We can fry the tumor, but it'll come back unless you get rid of the viral infection and unless you get rid of the emotion. So it's really important to look at all the aspects of healing, and there's so many things like fibromyalgia. 9 out of 21 symptoms. And when people phone up and say, I've got fibromyalgia, okay, so let's see what's causing the whole thing, because fibromyalgia is, well, I don't know what's wrong with you. But have some tablets anyway, and let's see what happens. And I think, the primary cause of fibromyalgia, again, emotion drops, you get empty attachments, you get problems in your lower back because they tap in the lower back, send you negative thoughts, you get depression, crashes the abdomen, so you get issues with the adrenals, you get issues with the liver. It paralyzes the intestines when the end of the rib cage down, so you get problems with IBS or problems with, digesting food. So all these things, you also get problems with your shoulders because they hang on your shoulders. So either your shoulders are tight or they hang onto your neck, so your neck's tight. All these symptoms are caused by a couple of things, but it's understanding cause and effect to be able to actually treat them.
Well, let me ask you this, because when you were speaking, Christopher, a question came through to me. Is it very common? I've got quite a lot of questions, actually, but let's do one at a time. is it very common for us who maybe develop a disease to also have an entity attachment that kind of piggybacks along with that disease?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I would say 99.5% of people come to me on the first session have had an entity attachment. They've got an entity attached to them. Now, you've got to remember, these things are all around you. Anunnaki, Draconians, Luciferians, Archons. And so what happens is, now, think about this. They're all around you. So your vibration's low. They can attach you straight away. So if someone goes in, removes an entity, it's going to reattach within 5, 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So, okay, so you think, well, what do we do about that? Well, one of the things to do about that, when we're healing, I always put people in a portal. So ultimate dimension portal, 8 portals around them, and I bond it into Merkaba fields. That means you're in a sacred space. So if we remove the entity, they can't get in that sacred space. So that's great. So we finish the healing, and say you've gone in for 2 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is. Once that portal's shut, then you're vulnerable. So how do you keep the entities out? we have a prayer of protection. And, you know, again, it's a commitment for the healing, but it's so, so important, because if you don't keep these things out, they're going to reattach within, you know, 2 hours, and they evolve every 2 hours. So it used to be that you could say the prayer, well, maybe twice a day, that would be enough. Now it's got to be every 2 hours, because they've stepped up their game, you know. So, 95-99% people, most people who come to us with healing have got an empty attachment of some sort. So it's important to keep them out while you do the healing, and then make sure you keep them out by saying the prayer of protection. If you don't, they will reattach, and then it's not that it's going to damage you per se a lot, but it's going to reduce your vibration again. So we have to move forward. So that's why I always encourage people, if they come and do healing with us, if it takes a few sessions, make sure you're saying the prayer of protection to keep the things out until your vibration goes over a threshold where you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh my God, I feel incredible. When you're there and you're excited for your life, because, you know, believe you me, I've not always been excited for my life. I've had times where I thought, God, why do I want to be here? What's the point? You know, because you look around, and I used to be on the board of Philips Consumer Electronics. I used to do different things with Marconi. I used to look at people and think, but I don't, you know, these people are just like, you know, all they're interested is golf or something. They're not interested in the company. They're not interested in people. And that wasn't me. And, you know, eventually I realized, don't need to be doing this anymore. But it's a big leap, you know, of faith to step out. And I think God made me do it, because I went bankrupt. I had no money for food for a while. I lived out of a car. I don't know if people know this. And, you know, I used to live out of a Volkswagen Polo and hang my shirts on the handles. But I've become OCD because I knew where everything was, like, you know, pantaloons, socks, this, that, you know. I knew where everything was, but it was only a small car. And I lived out of this thing for about a year or two, you know. So it really taught me, you know, gratitude, that journey, to be so, really so grateful for exactly what you have, you know. Like, if you've got food on the table, God, what a blessing, because look at the people who don't, and there's a lot of them, you know. So be grateful for a roof over your head. Be grateful for what work you do, your car, you know, your wife, your kids, you know, everything, you know. And don't just think about it. Actually be it, you know. And I think that's another thing about gratitude, and maybe I'm digressing, but I hope you don't mind. To me, you know, I have a passion about gratitude. It's a way of life, you know. Don't just grab a gratitude stone like they tell us, and, oh, I'm grateful, blah, right, done. God, we're done. Time's up. I've got to be busy now. It doesn't work like that, you know. If you're in the God space, you'll be in it all the time, you know. One thing I've always been told is that because I'm in the ethers 12 hours a day, we do 4 days a week, 12 hours a day. We work on 1,200 people a week. The problem with that is it's great, except that when you come back here and you want to be at the physical, it takes me about half an hour to an hour to actually get back. So, you know, I'm not spacey and floaty and things. And, you know, that affects your life as well. So Mandy, my wife, she always drives. You're not driving. You're in the ethers. So she drives for a bit until I get rebalanced. So it's a lot of work. You know, being a healer is a lot of work. It's a way of life. It's not just, I want to do a couple of hours. You've got to be committed to people, in my opinion.
Yeah, as a healer, but also as someone, you know, on the path to awakening, because we are aware and maybe more aware and more awake. And I wanted to, you know, have you kind of connect the dots a little bit for people here, because you've mentioned that if your vibration is low, you're more susceptible to entities. And when, tell me, Christopher, and tell everyone, to what degree do entities exacerbate or make our illness or disease worse?
I would say, I mean, I'm channeling 87%.
Wow. Okay.
Because if you think about it, so, you know, you've got an Anunnaki. So let's take Anunnaki. They're big reptilian things. They look like a velociraptor. They live over 1,000 years. They're something like, 7 or 8 foot to 11, 12 feet tall. Now, these things are in a different dimension, but it's an energy field here. If that attaches to you, it sits in the abdomen. It taps in the lower back, damages the L4, L5 disc. That's why so many people have got problems with the lower back. Hangs on the shoulders, sends you negative thoughts, but also it's a low vibrational creature. Again, I'm not judging it, but it has no business being stuck to people. Mm-hmm. Now, because it sits in the abdomen crashes. It affects the adrenals, affects the liver, affects the pancreas. It affects the intestine. So from the end of the rib cage down, they might be paralyzed like 30%. So when you eat, as the food goes further down, it slows up, backs up, you feel bloaty. Your abdomen will bloat out as well. And you can get, you know, all sorts of problems like diverticulitis, and because that's caused, you know, it starts off with leaky gut. Because the food's fermenting in the wrong place, it burns holes in the intestinal lining, so you get leaky gut. If it gets worse, it becomes diverticulitis, which is pockets in the intestinal lining. And then food gets stuck, and then, you know, we can heal it, but obviously the surgeon's thing is let's chop bits out and then reconnect them together, and that's not healthy. So, you know, we have a different way. We actually do psychic surgery, and we paste this very thick energy. I call it celestial goo, and it recreates the tissue. So it actually fills the holes back in, and also leaky gut and things like that.
Mm. I wanted to ask you, because I think that I'm feeling that people are curious, and my question would be, why do these entities attach to us? So what do they have to gain, right? What is their modus operandi? I think it needs answering.
It does. Well, everyone's heard of the Illuminati. They claim they're illuminated. Well, they're illuminated in one sense. They know how to manipulate. Illuminati, or, you know, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, is connected to these creatures. Now, you've got good aliens. You've got alien beings. You've got McKeel's there. You've got Palladian, Arcturian. They're all helping. There's a lot of stuff going on at the moment. I'm connected very much to the Arcturians. The Arcturians work very closely with McKeel's there beings. And we're doing a lot of work together, especially in the ethers, with this Global Enlightenment Project, which is going to be a 333-foot Moldavite pyramid. So that's quite interesting. But anyway, digressing from that. So you've got the good guys. And again, I'm not judging them, but you've got the fallen reptilian things. So you've got draconians, you know. They're really dark. If a draconian attaches to you, you can get really sick really fast. And I've seen people almost commit suicide with a draconian attachment. So if I ever feel someone's got one, I'll try and intervene, you know. But, you know, they do attach. And like I say, they cause havoc. Draconians are the worst. Archons are low vibrational energy. They have no body. They float through dimensions. Luciferians tend to be very snarly. If they're in your body, very often you'll start speaking. And I don't know if you've ever seen people. They look like they're possessed. They speak with a raspy voice, you know. And it also contorts the body. So when you take them out, I remember being at a show, you know, an expo, and I was taking, it was about, I think about 12 Luciferians at this lady, and she was contorting the body, and people looking really freaked out. I said, don't worry about it. She'll be okay in a minute. We got them out. She was great, you know. But these things exist, and, you know, not to frighten everybody. It's just, you know, I've often had people. I remember doing a lecture, and this one said, "Wow, you're teaching us to bring these things in." No. I said, "But you've got one attached, but that's okay. What I'm teaching you is that you've got to understand the way they operate, and so you can take them out. So why do they want to attach to us? Well, let's go to the Illuminati. The Queen of England is the head of the Illuminati. It's connected to the Vatican. It's connected to all the world leaders. It's connected to the 37-degree Masons, which is the bankers, like Rothschilds and all these people. I don't want to say too many names because we don't want to get ourselves sued. But they're all connected together. So these things are connected as well. Luciferians, if you want to manifest for the dark and greed, go and speak to Lucifer and you'll do okay. If you want to manifest for the good, then we talk to God. But the thing is about it, when you manifest from God, you know, you need to make sure that it's the right reasons. For example, you know, if I said, okay, God, look, I want a Bentley or a Rolls Royce because I want to show off to everyone that I'm really rich. Well, is that a God thing? Probably not. But if I say, okay, God, look, I need a minibus because all the disabled kids around this area need to take into the swimming pool, that'll come immediately. So it's very important discernment. Is it a God thing, you know? And I always manifest God stuff, you know. And so that's part of it, you know. That's why these reptilians are around. They're all part of this elite one world order thing, connected in some way. And what they're trying to do is suppress humanity. There's thousands of these for every one of us, and they're in the fourth dimension. And that's also where, obviously, humanity's emotion goes as well. So they are real, and, you know, they're there to shut people down. So it's up to us to get this inner strength and sovereign self. Do you know what? They're not attaching to me. So I'm going to do the work. I'm going to get my vibration up. And once I get to that God space, if you think about it, if they're low vibrational creatures and your energy is really high, they can't get near you within 50 to 100 feet. So it's so important for us to get to that vibration. Then you don't need the prayer of protection because you're protected by your own energy. You're back to your sovereign self. You've got this inner strength.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, I'm sure you're out there. Mm-hmm. I want to take on the world. You know, I want to do stuff for humanity. Well, let's do it. You know, don't talk. Talk is cheap. Let's do it. You know, and that's the thing about getting back to your sovereign self. You'll feel like this inner strength, like I'd do anything. You'll feel amazing. You'll be leaping out of bed in the morning, so excited for the day. But you know, it's my job as a conductor in quotes of the orchestra. I don't believe in conduits again because, you know, I've heard so many people disregard their gifts. Oh, it's nothing to me. It's all God. Hang on a minute. So I'm sitting here 12 hours a day. I'm conducting the orchestra of the Melchizedek beings to work on people and doing things. Now, would that healing work without me? No, because you're part of the team. So my view is thank God for the blessing of the actual gift you have and participate in it and thank God for it. Not, oh, nothing to me. It's all God. Because to me, that's putting the gift down, you know. So it's just a perception. I see things very differently.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what you gave us there, Christopher, is tremendous. You gave us that not just the hope, but the knowledge that we can have the hope. Because, you know, we sometimes get into a feeling or a state of being where we feel victimized. Well, we feel a victim, or sometimes it's even like a self-fulfilling prophecy where we do some self-sabotage, but just having the knowledge that we can emerge from the state that we're in by raising our vibration, by keeping the vibration high. And it is sometimes fairly difficult, but just having that knowledge that, you know, that is truly a state of being that we wish to attain. And when we get to that place, we'll be able to resist these entities and live a life that is certainly true to our purpose.
And I think it's important also to discern people around you as well. I mean, we live in a very small community. You know, there's Mandy's father, there's a brother, there's myself and myself. And, you know, we hang out a lot together because there's one thing you learn about this gift is when you come back from the ethers, it's very difficult to be around big cities or big complexes with lots of different energies, especially if you've been seeing them all day. And I think, you know, if people suck the life out of you, we all know energy vampires. And again, not judging them, that's where they are. You can have empathy for them. And I see it every day, you know, with clients and different people, powerless victim, you know. And they're in this state of woe is me. And, you know, my thing is, oh, let's get you out of it. How do you fancy leaping out? Oh, yeah, let's do it, you know. And so we do it, you know. But I think it's very difficult in your sacred personal space to have a lot of people who are going to suck the life out of you. You know, you've got to be in a really tranquil place where people hold the space for you. And that's one thing I've learned, you know. And you'll find that as you get higher and higher in vibration, so you don't want to be attached to too many people who are going to suck the life out of you because, you know, it'll make you ill. And so you tend to find your friends that you thought were friends will kind of disappear. And people get hijacked as well. I've seen people get hijacked where they think, you know, you're the best friend, and oh my God, you're amazing. And suddenly something shifts, and oh wow, they've got an attachment. Well, that's okay, you know. And, you know, again, you detach from them and just hold the space for them. Love them for who they are, but don't judge them. You know, it's really important. Don't judge people. I never judge people. I just say, oh, bless them, you know, they're having a hard time. But it's their journey, not yours. And so don't take that journey on. You know, it's like energy exchange, it's like everything. If people are broke and everything else, that's their journey. You know, you've got to actually manifest stuff yourself. And people think, well, that sounds really hard. It's not, because I've been penniless. I've been without food for 21 days, about two or three times. I've been without food for 7 days. Nothing, not a bean, just water, no food. And I'll tell you, it's hard, you know. But by God, it really taught me to really, really be grateful for food on the table or anything you've got in your life, you know.
Yeah.
And I really am. People say, well, you're really successful now. Well, I don't know how you judge success, but, you know, I just think I do my work. I'm very happy with it. I love what I do. Am I blessed? Absolutely. Thank you, God, you know, for all the things I have in my life. But it's given from God. It's given from our clients. It's not me. You know, it's the blessing of what you create for people. You'll get the energy back. And, you know, so anyway, I'm waffling on. So
yeah. No, beautiful, beautiful stuff. What I'd love to do now, Christopher, is actually open up the phone lines. And when you take some callers, I think that the community will get a good sense, if they don't already know, the type of work you do. So if you are on the phone, everyone, *2 to raise your hand for the opportunity to ask Christopher a personal question regarding your healing or any situation in your life. Or, of course, if you're on the webinar page, put your question in there as well. We've got a lot of questions. Let's go to the phones first. And we're going to go to Bridgeport, Connecticut. And the last four digits of your phone number are 0798. And you are live with Christopher.
Wow. Hi. This is Rhonda. How are you doing?
Hi, Rhonda. Welcome.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you? Yay.
I'm surprised to be the first caller.
You shouldn't be.
But as soon as I heard Bridgeport, I knew it was me. So.
I believe, Rhonda, you're the famous Rhonda. You're the famous Rhonda, aren't you? You're the famous Rhonda.
Well, of course. Yay. I mean, everyone knows Rhonda Fleming, and I was named after her. And
okay.
You know, the Beach Boys, help me, Rhonda.
Help me, Rhonda. Well, we're going to help you, Rhonda. So.
Yeah, that's just... much as I can do. So, yeah. So, anyway, Christopher, anything at all you can tell me would be good. I'm not sure what you need to know.
Well, just tell me what's happening in your life. I see quite a few blockages. Tell me what's happening in your life.
I am unemployed, and I'm actually dealing with a hip issue, which I am attempting to heal with vitamin D and K2. Just learned a lot about that. And I am sort of stuck. I have a lot of clutter that I'm trying to deal with and sort of get back on track with my life. Find
yeah,
a job.
I mean, it is blocked. I think one of the biggest things, I think, to help you with your life is, you know, you need to police your thoughts. You've got an attachment. We'll take it off in this session now. You have an attachment. Your hips are out because of the stress. They're pulling your muscles out. It looks like you're just having a look. Do you get lower back issues as well?
Yeah, it's all connected. Yeah.
On the right. Is your hip out on the right? Do you get problems on the
left?
Right?
Left side.
Yeah, the L4-L5 disc doesn't look good. I think what's happened is it's bulging out because of all the stress and everything. And because of the attachment, that doesn't help either. You've got bulges on the disc. Do you get sciatic nerve pain down the leg?
No, luckily not.
Not yet. Well, it's important, you know, it's important we do some work. I mean, we can do that. I can't do that on this. It's something that, you know, we do. If you want to get the package, it will help you. They can replace the disc. They bring a new disc from a different dimension. Here it's an energy field. They put it over the current disc. It will switch dimensions in 48 hours. The only time it never works is if you get another attachment. So it's really important, obviously, to say the prayer of protection. But they can replace the disc. They can work on the muscles. They can work on your gait. Your gait's off as well. So, and again, a load of emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, we have instruments like the 9, the stress and anxiety meditation, things like that, which will really help release the emotion. Because once you release the emotion and get yourself back up there, if your vibration's low, you always have these thoughts, oh, I'll never get a job, everything else. You need to police those thoughts. And, okay, I'm going to get a job because I'm worthy, full stop, there is no doubt.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do, you know. It's fine talking, you know, and say, well, yeah, he told me to do that, but it didn't work. Well, it does work, but you've got to police it every single second of minute of every day. If you had a negative thought, whoa, sorry, God, hang on a sec, what's that thought? Okay, let's turn it into positive. Let's look at the blessing of that thought. Okay, God, yeah, I was thinking about I couldn't pay the bill, but of course, you've got the money to pay the bill. Thank you, God, and, you know, shift all your thoughts all the time. You'll find after a month of doing that, and it's a lot of work, but you'll find you'll automatically do it. And, you know, I remember when I was bankrupt, I couldn't manifest nothing, absolutely zip, nothing, you know. And I tried, you know, God, I want it, but oh God, you know. And, you know, now I can manifest everything, so it does work, but it required me a lot of emotion release of a lot of things, actually. And it took a while, you know. To people think healing is like, oh well, I'm gonna do one session, I'm healed. Nah, it doesn't work.
Yeah,
if you've got several thousand layers, it's a process. You know, but at least we've got instruments to help you, because one of our meditations, what Melchizedek beings do is they go in and they, you know, you've got several thousand, you know, Ian's got, we've got, I've got, everyone's got several thousand layers because we live in this tumultuous world. So what the Melchizedek beings do is they go within the layers. They say, okay, let's have a look at the biggest layer that's affecting you right now. And they go in. As they pull it out, you're going to feel a tightness in your body. Depending on what that layer affects your body, if you do 9 biggest releases each time, it's a lot, you know, and that's going to really help over a period of, 4 to 6 weeks. You're going to feel a lot better. Because once you get to that leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh, my God, I feel great, you know, you'll attract so much in your life, it's untrue. So it's just being a little bit stuck.
Mm-hmm.
Hope that helped.
Yeah. Yeah, well, basically, I know it all. It's just doing
it. I know
it.
You've got to do it, though.
It's been reinforced, yeah. All right, Rhonda, thanks for calling in. Much love. Much love.
Oh, thank you. Thank you,
bless your heart, darling.
Of course.
Bless your heart.
Yeah, you know, just hearing it as well is where the shifting occurs. So there's already shifting. You know, this is all energy. So there's already shifting that's occurring. Let's go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And if your number ends in 3299, you are live with Christopher right about now.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Good. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh,
what's on your mind?
The reason I was calling is that I have, it's not funny, but you were just talking about fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and irritable bowel. I have all those wonderful things. I don't want to own it. I want to get rid of it. But I'm also an energy healer and a psychic and a medium. And I'm finding that some of those things, in addition to some things from my past and my family's generational past, is stopping me from moving to do the things I'm supposed to do. And so I was wondering if there's anything you guys could see to help me kind of, I don't know if it's being stuck or whatever. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it's being stuck. Yeah, it makes sense because I have the same problem. So, you've got an attachment. It's really important if you're working on people. Do you do hands-on stuff?
I do hands-on stuff. I use your prayer. It's unbelievable. Before and after, and I do the cleansing, you know, all that kind of stuff, and I still seem to pick things up, you know.
Try the, have you got these 27 esoteric Merkabah field prayer? Have you got that one?
Yes.
Okay, if you say that, what I do before each client, because the problem is, you know, you've got to check the field. If you do that between each client, you know, it'll really help protect you, but one of the biggest things about moving forward, you get stuck because you're just not believing it because you think, oh God, yeah, that's fine, but how the heck do I put, how do I, there's no how do I's with God. And I'm going to give you an analogy. When I first got here, so I had an officer that, right, done, build it, they'll come. Oh, they didn't. And I waited around like 4 months, nothing happened. I said, okay, God, it's not funny. What's happening? You know, I built it, they'll come, and they didn't. It's within, get out there. Oh, okay. So the first place I went to is actually, it was a Unity bookshop in St. Petersburg, in Florida. I think it's Florida, yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went down there and flew in and got in the bookshop, and it was slammed. I thought, how the heck, why do people want to come see me? But what you find is, as you let go, God really does the marketing for you. You don't have to worry about marketing. The thing about spiritual business is this. Don't do the things you don't like, and I'm sure you probably do, because I've done them. You know, I don't do IT. You know, we have an IT guy who comes in. We've got $40,000 of equipment in here because it takes that to run this thing. You know, you might think, well, what the heck's that? Long story. But, you know, it's expensive equipment. I get the guy in to do it because, can I do it? Yeah. Do I want to do it? No. Accounts, get the account to do all the accounts, not interested in that, you know. So I let go of all that. Don't have to get myself all excited because I can't find the 2 cents missing from, because we have, you know, thousands of transactions a month. And, you know, if you were there, you'd be there like 4 weeks trying to find 10 cents, not interested in that. Give it to the accountant. What you need to do, I'm not interested in sales. I did a deal with God. It's okay, God, look, it's like this. I'll do the work. I'm not interested in accounts. I'm not interested in IT. I'm not interested in sales. You do all that, and from that day, they did, you know, and it's pretty amazing. And after St. Pete's, went to other places, and I've traveled a bit, but it was really important, get out. It's not like it used to be where people come to you all the time. It's getting out there, you know, to different places, and wherever you sell your energy and whatever you do, you're making a huge difference, you know, and I did workshops. Now I don't so much, you know, because I don't need to, but I used to, and it took a lot of effort, you know, trading around different expos and different things. Now, you know, we're okay, but now we're doing a new project. But I think you're stuck because, you know, it's taking that next leap of faith. Did you have a full-time job, or do you do this full-time?
No, I'm trying to do this full time.
Yeah, well, don't try. I'm doing it full time. Change the language, you know. I'm doing it full time, full stop. Not doing accounts. Just focus on the healing or focus on whatever you're doing. If it's painting, don't do accounts. You know, one of the things that will really frustrate the heck out of you if you're trying to do things you're not good at, you know, because you're going to spend more time doing that than healing. So go do your healing or go do your painting, whatever. Sell the painting, sell the healing, and pay people to do the other stuff. And then you're not getting frustrated about the things you're not good at. You know, I think you're blocking yourself is what I feel and what the because of their beings are saying. But I think you've got an attachment as well. We can release that now. The fibromyalgia part is because of the attachment and a lot of emotion. So I would keep using the, if you've got the stress and anxiety CD, I would, or the meditation, I'd use that. It's really important. Okay. Or the 21 heart chakra. And keep doing it, because you'll get to that place. It just takes a while, you know. It doesn't happen fast. But, you know, but main thing is don't beat yourself up, you know, and get loads of things of the day. You can't do them, you know. Try and modulate your life. Just focus on the healing, because that's what I do. And if I don't do things that day, then, well, I've got tomorrow. That's okay. So,
okay. You know how hard we are on ourselves.
Right.
Oh, listen, I've been there. Got the T-shirt on that one. You know, I used to, when I was in corporate world, I used to have 50 things. I did 5 of them. God, that was pathetic. What was I thinking of? I should have done more than that. You know, now I think, nah, you know, whatever I do today is meant to be. And if it doesn't happen today, well, we've got tomorrow, you know. I hope, and if not, then that's okay. We're in God realm, but who knows? But, you know, I think that's the thing, is not beating yourself up. I think you do beat yourself up, so you ingest your own emotion. If you let go of that and just don't have any plans, just say, okay, whatever's meant to be today is God stuff, you know, and let go of all this. You know, because we've been taught to, you know, watch ourselves. I never wear a watch because, you know, watching yourself is not something I want to do. So, you know, I just do whatever's on the day, and whatever doesn't happen, we'll do it tomorrow.
Right. Well, thank you so much.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to add, what I also find, like you're saying, as you're getting more gifts and just getting more involved, I think we tend to be hard on ourselves because we want to make sure that we're doing everything properly and we don't want to do anything wrong. We don't want to give it the wrong information. And it does get stressful, you know?
Yeah, but again, let go of that. Believe in your own intuition, you know, because that's the biggest thing you'll ever have. I mean, I check things with – I have two psychics who work for the ministry. They actually work with us, but I check with them just to cross-check. When things are important, I cross-check with them. And if you've got a friend, cross-check with them just to make sure they get the same answer.
Okay.
You know?
I thank you so much for taking time out for me today.
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
Bless you,
much
darling.
Much love. Thanks for calling.
Love you.
Bye now.
God
bless.
And bless.
Well, we'll go back to the phones in just a little while, so star 2 if you're interested in speaking with Christopher, but we do have quite a few questions on the web as well, but I wanted to get to some of these web questions as well. So Christina from Ottawa in Canada is writing in, can you please help me remove an entity feeling on the right side of my face? Can you share with Christina what's going on with her face?
Looks like an earthbound spirit. It's actually on the side. It's not actually in the face. It's on the side of it. So you'll feel the energy. It's an earthbound spirit that's stressed out, doesn't know where it is. So it's not an entity per se, but I do see an attachment also, not on the face, but actually in the GI. So we'll be removing those in a minute. So,
okay.
Yeah, it looks, it's an earthbound spirit. It's a gentleman. I think he's not passed properly, and so... we can help him join the clearing process.
Beautiful. Okay. Ellen from Mountain View, she writes in, hello, for the past decade or so, I've needed 1 to 2 gallons of water per day to stay hydrated. I've been told my cells are not absorbing water, but I don't know what to do. Can you help?
They're not. In fact, your whole body's off balance. Yeah, that's a DNA deficiency. We'd have to change the cells. That's something that what you'd have to do is, we do reset the DNA to the blueprint with any chromosome repairs. It looks like they've got damage within the chromosomes of the DNA that's affecting the cells. So, like you say, they're not absorbing. So, what we need to do is get your vibration up and then do a DNA reset. That takes 4 to 6 weeks. And what happens is we invoke it in the sacral point, and it manifests outside the body, so that will fix that. It's a DNA issue.
Okay, thank you. All right, Lisa from Avon in Colorado writes in, what is the cause of the stuck energy in my abdomen, and can you release that for me, please?
Yeah, I would imagine, Lisa, your abdomen's bloated looking at it. It's affecting your adrenals. The stuck energy is actually regret energy. It's coming, I mean, there's an attachment, but there's also regret energy. It's coming from the heart chakra and sexual activity, for want of a better word. What happens is it gets stuck, and then it can really affect the womb uterus. It can affect the lower abdomen, you know, adrenals, everything else. So we can do some releases during this, but again, I think we've got the regret energy meditation in the package. If you want to get that, that's up to you, bless your encouragement.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, absolutely.
But it's regret. I call it regret energy. It's stuff that's happened in the past, and it may be the wrong term, but it bleeds from the heart chakra down. It causes endometriosis, fibroids. It can cause cancer with uterus. And for the guys, it can cause cancer prostate or enlarged prostate, because stuck energy makes things happen. It allows viral infection, so it gets inflamed. So it's coming to that. So we need to release the energy and also tachyonize the abdomen to get rid of the viral infections that's causing the issues.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you. This is Rachel from Oamaru in New Zealand. And Rachel writes in, I've had a shaky left arm for about 4 months, so her left arm is shaking. I can see the nerves and the muscles moving in my arms. Is there anything you can do to help Rachel maybe shed some light on why this is happening?
Yeah, it's viral infection. You've got Epstein-Barr herpes. It's affecting the vagus nerve, and it starts shaking. Epstein-Barr herpes is pretty destructive to the body. What happens is, you know, it's not sexual activity. It's just, you know, from kissing or something, or maybe you've drank on a cup where someone's after Epstein-Barr. What happens is that because the herpes viral, it inflames the nerves, and so they start to shake, and you get problems with shaking, you know, down your arm, left or right. You could even get Bell's palsy caused by, because if you look at the nerve that goes through your jaw, there's a very thin hole, and if that gets inflamed, of course, it paralyzes your whole face. So important to address it if you want to. You know, Epstein-Barr herpes, it takes twice a week, about 3 months to get rid of. Once you got rid of it, we could work on the vagus nerve. That'll chill out, and it'll go, you know. I've had people really shaking with it, things like MS, and they call it MS or Parkinson's or something. It's not the same thing, but it is because, well, it kind of is because neurotoxins damage the brain. But in this case, it's the viral infection and the toxin
okay.
effect of inflaming the nerve.
Thank you.
So the vagus nerve plus, you know, the arms. I hope that helps.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone, we're going to go over some of Christopher's work. So, you know, Christopher has put together an offer for the wisdom community that is pretty comprehensive. And we're going to go through that in just a couple of minutes. And then also what we'll do, of course, is Christopher's going to take us through the healing activation towards the end of the call. So make sure you're on for that. And then, of course, we'll get back to a couple of people on the phones as well. So don't go anywhere for that. But before we get to sharing your offer, Christopher, this is an interesting question. So, you know, we know about ley lines and how ley lines are supportive or not supportive, depending on where you are in the planet. This is Amanda from Honolulu, and I wonder if you can share with her. She's asking, is this location's energy assisting me? So she's in Honolulu. Is this location's energy assisting me, or is it actually exacerbating certain physical symptoms I'm experiencing? So is Honolulu a good place for her?
Well, here's the deal. So, this is quite interesting because we're building this pyramid to put over the ley lines, to flush the ley lines through on the planet. Now, this pyramid is a bit more than what you may think it is. It's off-planet stuff, whatever. But anyway, I'm not going to go into that. But what's happened with the ley lines is some of them have been hijacked. I feel like it is exacerbating some of the symptoms for sure. And I think that's going to change fairly quickly. There is manipulation with the ley lines. People don't realize that. There's energies that are not supposed to flood down them. Like everything, everything's hijacked, even the air, you know, the skies, everything. And so, it doesn't feel good. And so might be worth addressing that. And we can clear the ley line. One of my jobs down here is, because of that being the fibers here, is to actually clear the grid around the planet. So I do that with the Actorians. probably about once every 2 weeks. If you don't, you'll get mass suicides. Why is that? Because the energy from humanity goes into the crystal good. So if everyone gets like morose and fed up and depressed and whatever, or really riled up like it's been starting to do in France and different places like that, the crystalline structure gets so chopped up with negative energy that you need to clear it, because otherwise people overwhelm in despair. They feel it from the collective. And so one of our jobs is to police that, you know, that crystalline structure and make sure that it doesn't get too dark, you know. And you could do it every day, but we do it probably once every 2 weeks. And if you don't, you know, you get suicides coming up and things like that, because people have just had enough. They feel this overwhelming despair. So that's what that is. So it's the same with ley lines. Everything's been hijacked. And so, yeah, we could clear it. We could clear the ley line around where in Honolulu where you live.
Okay.
But, you know, they can get blocked by AI type stuff. You know, they have all these things going on now. You know, I can't go into it because we could be here for 4 days, you know, talking about it.
Right, right. And
I mean,
of course...
Read the book.
Yeah.
It talks a lot about the stuff, you know.
Well, let's talk about that. I think this is a great opportunity. You know, certainly many people on the show today are listening in, part of the Wisdom community, are so glad that you're back. But there's also, I would imagine there's a large portion of the people who might not have heard you on the show, and this would be the first time maybe they're hearing you. So what I'd love for you to do, Christopher, is take us through the offer. And before you do that, I'm going to share with everyone how they can follow along. So everyone, Christopher's put together an offer, really a compilation of sacred prayers and meditations, as well as his new book. And I'll have Christopher talk about these items that he's included in the offer. But also there's a beautiful opportunity to work with Christopher in private, so a private session. And of course, you know, on the phones and on the web, you know, we can't really spend all that much time with healings and clearings, but that's what the private session is for. And it's also about that beautiful energy exchange that you'll have with Christopher when that occurs. So if you're on the webinar page, everyone, go ahead and click the orange offer button underneath Christopher's photograph, and you'll be taken to a page. And if you're not on the webinar page, then you'll have to type in wotashow.com, wotashow.com, and then / Christopher, which is Christopher, and then the number 9. So it's wotashow.com/Christopher, and the number 9. Everything is lowercase, and you'll be taken to Christopher's offer, which is the Divine Sovereignty and Divine Transformation Package. So, Christopher, if you wouldn't mind, take us through what you've put together for the community.
Yeah, so we put in option one. The first thing is it's a physical book. It's not an e-book or anything else. You get a book in your hand, we'll post it to you, you know, so you'll actually get the physical book. And it's called, it took me 2.5 years to produce this, about 500 pages long. It's the history, truth, and healing of HIV, AIDS, Agent Orange, Gulf War Syndrome, Morgellons, and Lyme disease. Now, it's a very interesting book. It talks about the history of it with the Zeta Greys and the Black Goo. It goes through the history of it, you know, starting with Hitler and moving over the paperclip project, how it was developed, what these Morgellons particles are, what they do in the body, and also we talk about how to heal it. Now, this book has taken 2.5 years because I wanted to get it out about 8 months to a year ago. And we're ready. And nothing happened. You know, I couldn't get someone to edit it. And different things were blocked in the way. And I thought, what on earth is going on with this daft book? Okay, God, what's going on with the book? You're not supposed to get it out now. Oh, okay. So I shelved it for a bit. And then we came across something, a new protocol to get rid of HIV, AIDS, Lyme disease, Agent Orange. It strips it out of the body within 14 to 28 days. So it separates. So once you're stripped out of the body, we then do a DNA change to allow it to basically repair the DNA. It explains all this in the book, and there's some testimonies. And we're doing this protocol. It's a fixed 8-week protocol, work on you every day. So that's a really exciting book. People have loved it, you know, because it talks about a lot of the history of it, you know, where it comes from. Because if you do have Morgellons, HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, it's all manufactured, you know. They're not real diseases. So item two, we've got three sacred prayers, and we've got 27 East Derek Merkabah Field, prayer to remove conscious and subconscious blocks from the third dimensional world. That's a pretty biggie. It really helps if you keep saying that. And, of course, I think they're MP3s. And prayer to remove manipulation from your life. Now, there's a lot of manipulation that happens and blockages, so it really helps that. Item three. So we've got 21 heart chakra. Now, that takes 21 layers from the top of the heart chakra. If you've got several thousand layers, it takes the first layer off. And then they take the second layer off. Then they take the third layer 21 times. So that really helps with removing emotion. And that's an MP3. Then we've got wisdom beyond forgiveness. Well, what on earth is that? So, well, basically, wisdom beyond forgiveness is when something really bad has happened in the past. You go on a past timeline, you run the video, and this is a guided thing to do that. So you run the video in your mind. Okay, what happened? How did they abuse me or whatever they did or hit me or something happened? And then once you've gone through that video, you then inject by a look at the person. It gives you all the details in the MP3. You basically send unconditional love into that past timeline. And so if you felt really bad about that, it will come up, back up the Akashic record into this timeline, and that energy will shift the whole dynamic of what's happening now about it. You see what I mean? So it's injecting unconditional love into past timelines where there's been an atrocity to rebalance the timeline now, so you'll think really differently about it. And instead of looking at it like, oh, my God, that was awful, you think, wow, what a blessing, because, you know, that's maybe into the person you are today. So it's looking at the wisdom beyond forgiveness. It's actually thanking the person for participating in your life, blessing them on their journey, and sending them unconditional love. You know, it's a whole new dynamic, because there's always wisdom in everything that happens to you. It doesn't matter how bad it is. There's always good comes out of bad. So that's wisdom beyond forgiveness. Whole body detox. What's that? Well, what that does is switch toxins. So basically, it puts a portal around you. You switch toxins out of this time to a different time in the body and draw it out of space, draw it out the body, time, space, continuum switching. So you'll feel a cool breeze or a drawing sensation coming out of your body. And you can use that every day. It steps up 9 times. The reason why we step it up is if you do it too fast, it will upset the autoimmune. So we step it. We like, you know, increase it, get to a level. Increase it again, get to a level. And then it settles down the autoimmune. And the amethyst pendant dowsing kit. So it's my wife Amanda. We've put together a dowsing CD and also the actual pendant itself. It is a dowsing pendant, and if you wear it, you can either wear it on your, you know, in your chest, or you can actually douse with it. You know, either one. And you know, it's a really beautiful piece, and it'll be programmed with a blueprint of your DNA when it leaves as well. And that's really important with crystals. Always program the blueprint of your DNA and clear them. If you don't, even put them in milk or putting them out in, you know, the moon or whatever, it doesn't quite work. This is really deep programming. They will stay programmed. So that'll be programmed before it leaves the ministry building, and that'll really help you. So that's option one.
Wonderful. So that's available to everyone. You can either get that in one, or you can split that up as well. And then if you are, make sure that if you are in the US or if you're international, there's going to be different pricing because of the shipping, because there's two physical items there. So the Brazilian Crystal Amethyst Dowsing Pendant Kit is going to be shipped to you, as well as Christopher's brand new book, The History, Truth, and Healing. Those are shipped to you, and the rest is delivered immediately via MP3. So make sure you pick your shipping. And the same thing with option two, because Christopher is going to tell us about the private session in a second, but I wanted to share as well, because option two includes option one, also make sure you select the correct shipping, because you get the book and the amethyst pendant. So, yeah, Christopher, what is it like to work with you in person?
I'm not sure, actually. Everyone seems to love it, so, you know, bless
yeah,
you. We've got a beautiful, beautiful community. I love them. What we do is we can do 30-minute session. Well, it's not a 30-minute session. It's going to be a 6.5-hour session. We do 30 minutes online, and then we keep busy. So what I do is we phone you up, and during that phone call, we look at, you know, you normally, you know, give me an outline of what's going on. We look deeper and say, okay, you know, this is happening in your body, that's happening. I can see a tumor there. I can see brain damage, whatever you can see, or, you know, an empty attachment. And then what we'll do is we'll address it. So we'll, you know, once I've, and I always make a sheet on everyone. The reason is because if it takes a few follow-up sessions, you've always got the sheet. So we fill a sheet and, you know, make a list of the things we need to work on. Like, for example, you've got glaucoma. Most people don't know that glaucoma is caused by a viral infection of the eyeball. Same with floaters. If floaters try and drain out the drainage channel of the eye, you get glaucoma because your drainage channels are blocked, so you get pressure in the eyeball. And there's all these cause and effect things going on. You know, the parathyroid, if that gets blocked because of emotion, bleeds into the parathyroid, then your leached calcified bones, osteopenia, and osteoporosis get to the bloodstream, can deposit inside the kidneys, causing kidney stones, could deposit on the flap of the heart valve or the heart valve itself, it could deposit inside of arteries, along come fat cells and start building up. And people think arterial blockage is because of cholesterol. It's nothing to do with cholesterol. Obviously it's the cholesterol, it's the fatty particles in the bloodstream, but why do they deposit? Because the arteries are smooth. Well, of course, if you've got calcification, it's like having a scrubby stuck to the side of your artery. And so as this stuff comes past, it's going to start collecting around the scrubby, and it'll build up. That's why people got arterial blockages. So, you know, we'll look at all the cause and effect and, you know, primary cause, secondary cause, and then we'll do a whole half-hour healing. We set it up. So, you know, we'll do, for example, normally on the session, I'll do 54 biggest release of emotion. That's huge, you know, and it gets rid of emotion pretty quickly. We'll clear the meridians. We'll work on the intestines, the liver. We'll work on everything. And then once it's set up, we'll run it for 6 hours after. And so it's a pretty profound healing. I mean, people, you know, people have loved it. So I think it's really going to help you.
Yeah, so again, for those of you who are suffering from any affliction, so Christopher, I'm using my words now, but if you can just use your words. And so if people are feeling any illness, disease, back pain, I mean, is it basically completely open-ended,
yeah.
Everything and anything?
Oh, yeah, back pain, shoulder pain, you know, if you had brain damage, if you got autism, you know, autism's caused by, you know, mostly, I mean, chromosome 52 is one type of autism, that defected both parents causes an autistic child. Second type of autism is basically spirochetes of leprosy. They've redeveloped it, they put it in ground up, gets in the body, and then if it replicates like Lyme or AIDS, it then the neurotoxins damage the brain. And the third type of autism is vaccine damage, where they inject a vaccine. What happens is the mercury and the aluminum go into the brain and block the pathways. Now, if they mix together, they create a reaction, they damage the pathways. So that's another, you know, there's that three types of autism. We can work on autisms. We can work on everything, you know, cancers, tumors, eye issues, teeth issues, you name it, you know, things like even issues like plantar fasciitis, lower back issues, you know, spinal stenosis, which is calcification in the mailing sheath itself. I've had people with viral infections where the mailing sheath is dying off. There's nothing, you know, we get very unusual, very deep stuff, you know, normally because people don't know what to do with it, you know, we've healed it, you know, mailing sheath, everything, you know, so I think it's going to really help, you know.
Yeah. Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for the offer. And for those of you who have worked with Christopher before, you know exactly the type of transformation that you can experience. So very, very grateful to you, Christopher, for bringing this offer to the Wisdom community. Again, it's always wonderful to have people experience your work in such a deep and powerful way. So much gratitude for you, Christopher, for putting this together for everyone here in the community. Thank you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Bless you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would like to go to the phones again for a little while. So everyone, we're going to go back to the phones for a bit, and then Christopher is going to take us through an activation. It's a Melchizedek energy activation, so clearing and realigning our being on every level through all time and space in every dimension. So that's going to be just in a little bit. So get ready for that. Prepare yourself if you want to get situated or get something. Bring something special, you can go get it now. But we're going to go to the phones for a few more people because I think it's so important to have the opportunity to speak to Christopher. All right, let's go to Lafayette, Indiana, and the last four digits of the phone number are 1964-1964, and you are live.
Hello.
Hello, welcome.
Hello, it's very nice to be with you guys, and I wanted to actually thank you, Christopher, for his sweet accent. It's really pleasant to hear his
voice. Oh, bless your heart, thanks.
I actually have problem with, you know, I have to let my voluntary vote last August. I have a lot of problem with anxiety during daytime. I basically am up all the night and can sleep around like 5:30, 6 a.m. And all these sort of issues. I probably have a lot of blockages and interferences and these sort of things. But what I mostly was thinking about is I ask a lot for help. And I found out that I have a belief, like, that God doesn't understand. Like, I know it's not true, but still I have this kind of a belief. I basically think I'm a parent taking care of God. Like, it's not basically doing anything. It's like on a side dish. It's not the main thing. It's not basically helping or doing something, which I know it's not true because if you ask, basically, you're giving credit that it's doing something. So instead of, you know, talking about those blockages and interferences and these sort of things, I wanted to ask, how do you think, like, light energies and God and these sort of things, because I ask a lot, it's helping me. What they are doing that I'm not seeing or receiving, if you can help me with that question, I would really appreciate it.
I think you're not meditating. One thing about seeing these light beings connecting to them, and I had the same with the Melchizedek beings. When I first started meditating, I meditated the first day thinking, oh, they'll come. They didn't. So a week went by, didn't come. A month went by, nothing happened. Oh. But I kept with it. There's one thing about these creator gods. I mean, if you're starseed, you know, you're connected with Pleiadians, Arcturians, Lemurians, Lyrans, Atlantarians, Lumarians, you know, there's a whole slew of star beings down here. And what happens is that if you meditate with them, you get to connect to your starseed family, but they want to see you show up. You know, it sounds crazy, this, but they won't waste their time if someone's not committed. So it's important to meditate every day. It took me a lot, I think it was about a month, 4 or 5 weeks or something before the Melchizedek being showed up. And, well, yeah, he's meditating today. Let's see if he's committed. Suddenly, everything opened and things took off and, wow, you know, it was really different. So my suggestion is when you meditate, people say, well, which meditation should I use? None. The meditations I produce are actually healing meditations. They're not meditations like guided or anything else. It's my belief that, you know, it's important to actually clear your mind because meditation is about getting that clutter in your mind and be able to receive. And so you've got to get things out of your life. You've got to be in a safe space where you can close the door and no one's going to disturb you for a few hours each day or an hour, whatever you want to do, and keep going, you know, and have the patience to allow them to see whether you're serious. Once you're serious and once things open, by goodness, you know, things will change. I mean, extraordinary things happened to me when the Melchizedek being showed up, but it took a while for them to show up. I knew I had gifts and I could do them, but when they showed up, they really taught me how to actually understand these gifts, because you know, if you don't understand a gift, how are you going to do it? You're the conductor of the orchestra. You're sitting in front of all these orchestras, like the oboe and the, you know, the kettle drum and the trumpet, you know, harp, everything else. And you know, if you're useless, they're not going to gel together. So what you got to do? Well, I didn't say useless, but I mean, you know, if you haven't really understood your gift, you're really not going to be that good at it. You know, so it's important over a period of time. And it took me 4 years to understand this gift properly. And that's to actually coordinate the Melchizedek beings and understand the cause and effect. So you can actually really heal these things. Because you're a starseed person who's put down here, they can't do anything without you asking. Now, if you say go and heal somebody, they'll say heal what? You know, which part? How? You know, what you have to do is understand the gift deep enough because the universe will give you exactly what you want. So your job is to pull the angelic stuff and the ether stuff down here and make things happen as the conductor of the orchestra. So I think it just requires clearing your mind and really meditating and believing, you know, and it will happen. Things will change. But it takes a while, you know, it's not a quick fix, you know. It can take up to a month, 6 weeks to start really connecting to your starseed beings.
Mm-hmm. I understand. So you're suggesting that I have to think and meditate and understand my own gifts? This is what you're suggesting?
Yeah, get in with your deep self, clear your mind, and just allow. Mm-hmm. Don't think about anything else. Probably with guided meditations, you know, I'm not talking about the meditation we've got a healing. You know, they detox the body, they do this, that, and the other. But guided meditation, sometimes you just need to actually do no meditation at all, except your meditation, and that is clearing your mind. People, there's so much clutter in this world. To clear your mind takes a little bit of work. So, you know, I really encourage that.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Christopher, and also Ian.
Of course. Much love to you. Okay. Thanks.
Yay.
Blessings. All right. Let's do another one. Let's go to no name. Tier 1986 is the last four digits or the last four digits, and it's Amherst, Massachusetts. Amherst, Massachusetts. Oh. You're live.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Welcome.
Hello.
Yay.
Oh, hello. Hi. It's actually Marjorie. I know Christopher from being on his group healing session, so thank you for taking my call. I'm a little stunned.
Hi, Marjorie, how are you?
I'm very appreciative. I'm glad to hear your yays. I wanted to ask.
I'm going to get Ian. Come on, Ian. Yeah. You got to do a yay.
Yay!
I wanted to say that I've been on your group healing sessions, and they really are wonderful. And I'm you know, relatively a newbie to your Makiva deck healings, but I'm so astounded by them. I've used your prayers. I'm becoming more immersed and understanding what you're doing. And as you were talking, I was thinking about before I met you and was on your sessions, I was told that I had three entities and I only had 60% of my soul in my body, and the person helped me with that and supposedly all cleared and gone using a pendulum to check. And I have friends who I think are being attacked by different beings and such. And so now the whole thing top of my mind is I haven't been doing your protection prayers as much as I could have been. So would you mind just checking with me? And I was wondering if you could just check my two children quickly. So anything you could offer would be really appreciated.
Well, you might find, you know, the thing is about Marjorie, I mean, do you feel better after the healings? Do you feel like higher vibration and happier?
Yes, I was going to share with you a cute story on Friday with the new moon, and you have also mentioned a couple of times if you're jumping out of bed with joy, that's a really big sign. Well, that day I went grocery shopping for the first time, and I was actually really feeling exuberant about coming home with my, like, organic vegetables. So that to me was a whole wave of joy came over me. Like, I was so appreciative and grateful.
Yay!
I don't know if you want me to feel that way. So I felt like that was huge. I accept that, you know. It wasn't me jumping out of bed with joy, but it was, you know, hugging my vegetables, you know. So yes, I have felt better.
Things are so expensive at the store, and you know, you think, wow, you know, if you buy groceries, you're pretty blessed, you know, and it's amazing, you know. I feel grateful, but gratitude is that, you know, exactly, you know, it's a way of life. You get excited about just, you know, the things you're doing just for food. And, you know, I mean, I love cooking. There's one thing about Branson I've learned, not putting the restaurants down, but they serve up slop, you know, it's terrible. There's about two restaurants that go to in Branson, and I'm not putting them down anyway. And it's because it's deep fried stuff, you know, they just throw it in the fryer, stick it on the plate, and there's buses of people who go to these theatres. So, right, get it down, you know, jump on the bus, off you go. And the poor people are eating these guns, you know. And I can cook better myself, and I'm not a chef. I mean, believe me, I'm not a chef, but I've got a passion for it. And a nice glass of wine and making the food, you know, with the love in it, it makes such a difference, you know. And I love cooking, you know. It blows my pantaloons off, as I used to say. I don't say that anymore because it gets you into trouble.
Well, I felt that joy from hugging my groceries home and such. But do I have entities?
No.
Is my soul in my body?
No.
Okay.
Your soul's in your
I
body.
I don't have any.
No, you're doing okay. Adrenals need to work. Liver's much better. That's running at... between 90 and 100, it's running between 90 and 100, which is normal, you know, and that's my measure. If it goes below 90, what can happen is, because it's been paralyzed by an emotion, of course, you can get headaches because it's not processed the toxins. If it's working at 40%, it's not processed the toxins. If it goes below 20, you get leukemia because, of course, there's so much toxin in your body, it kills off the stem cells. So your liver's running normal, doing good.
Okay.
GI may need a little work, but...
Oh, and
emotion.
You said the adrenals were a little something?
Yeah, they need a bit more work, but they're not bad. They're not crashed anyway. They're just,
okay.
You know, I think, you know, it would give you more energy. I think you've got good energy now, but you can always do better with adrenals. Hasn't everyone got adrenal issues? You know, we live in this toxic world where, you know, the emotion is bleeding the adrenals and kind of paralyzing them. So
this sounds good, because I feel like your sessions really definitely have helped just from this progress report you're giving me. And I was wondering, could I ask about my daughter? Because she did have issues with her stomach before, and I was wondering, could this all be exactly what you were describing before with emotions and such?
Yeah, she's got emotion, she's got that.
Her name is Victoria?
Yeah, I can see an entry. It's actually an Anunnaki. It's actually female. I don't see many female Anunnakis, but it's about 1,037 years old. It's just a pest. But anyway, it's attached to her. Important to get it off her, and important to get a vibration up, you know, if you want to, so that she can actually get to a place where, because it's sitting in the abdomen, of course, it's paralyzed lower intestine, so she probably feels gassy and bloaty, or, you know, constipation or diarrhea. It depends how it affects the person. So
how can I help her? Because she's not very open to this, so.
Well, you know, if you get the package, you do a session for her with me. You know, you can do it as a surrogate if you want. It's up to you.
Ah, okay. Okay, that sounds good. All right, well, thank you. I'm glad I asked, because this has been a couple of years now that she's mentioned, as she's eating, that she's not able to eat a whole lot.
Is she exhausted as well? Because the adrenals are pretty low. Thyroid is off balance. Parathyroid is okay. It's always worth looking at the parathyroid, because you can get osteoporosis, of course, but her body's off balance, you know, so it would really help her. She's probably pretty fatigued, I would imagine. Gets tired,
isn't
she?
Yeah, she does. She works hard, too. So, okay, well, look, this is, I'm so glad I asked the question. I know you so well now. I didn't feel I should ask the question. I'm very glad I did for my daughter. I'm so appreciative. Thank you. Thank you, Ian.
Thank you. Okay. Blessings to you. Much love. All right. Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Christopher, I did share a little bit about the process that you're going to be taking us through, the Melchizedek energy activation, but maybe just in your own words, share with us what you'll be taking us through, and then by all means, you know, just lead us right into it.
Yeah, okay. So what we're going to do is get yourself grounded. It's really important to, you know, if you don't like the word God, use what you like. God couldn't care less. It's only us down here that get all excited. So we'll do the grounding prayer, and then what we'll do is we're going to remove any entities. We'll put you in a portal first. So the portal is 8 Merkabah fields, put you in a portal, remove any entities. We're going to comb the meridian structure, so you'll feel angelic hands go down your body. We'll then give you energy. If you've got spirochetes and nanotech, which is HIV, agitation, Lyme, or gallons, we give you tachyon energy. Because if we give you normal energy, you'll get really sick because of huge die-off. So tachyon energy basically fries the spirochetes, HIV, borrelia, which is Lyme disease. It fries them with no die-off, which is really good. So we'll give you normal energy. And then what we're going to do is we're going to clear the biofield, clear the Akashic record, and then we're going to do 9 biggest heart chakra releases. So let's get busy, because I don't want to run out of time.
Okay, thank you.
I want you to say, I am. So say with authority, it's really important. I am of God. I ground myself to the earth. And I accept this healing for my highest good. Right, so what we're going to do first is I'm going to remove any remote viewers. What are they? Interdimensional beings. These are Anunnakian things. They can sit in the fourth dimension if they watch you. By watching you, they make you feel discombobulated. So you feel butterflies in your stomach. You feel as though someone's watching you. And they are, of course. So let's remove them. So if you felt discombobulated, there's always a reason for that. So, okay, dear God. So when I say dear God, I'm talking to because of that beings. Dear God, I command that we remove all remote viewers, infra levels wide and high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. All the beings involved with that manipulation, infra levels wide and high, through all space-time continuum in every dimension. I'm going to bring them before you, God, for justice and end of the way in a how. Not for us to judge them. Therefore, we are going to release them to you right now with unconditional love and forgiveness. So I felt discombobulated. It takes about 2 minutes to get more grounded again. Right, so let's put in a portal. Ultimate dimension. 8 portals. We're going to each person on this call and listen in the future. Close it off with Ethan. Dear God, I command 47. Each type of Merkaba fields around that person, bond in the portals to the Merkaba fields and program the blueprint of their DNA and the keys of Enoch so as not to allow anything except for the highest good to enter. Right, so what we're going to do first is we're going to remove any entities. If you've got an Anunnaki, Draconian, then you're going to feel a drawing sensation from your torso out through your tummy button right now. You'll feel it drawing out. If you've got a first and second dimensionally, that's scarab beetle type things or snake being, left or right shoulder, left or right hip, left or right breast, they're going to draw those out. So if it's snake being, you'll feel it unraveling as it pulls out. Right, if you've got an archon attached to you, they're interdimensional beings, they have no body, so if they're attached to you, it's low vibrational energy. So they're drawing those out now. Right, and if you've got a, if you've got Luciferians attached to you, they're pretty snarly, so don't worry if they are, they think they're dark, but they're not. But when they leave, they might speak in a raspy voice for you or contort your body. So they're leaving right now. The Melchizedek beings will send them all back to God with unconditional love and forgiveness. So what we're going to do is we're going to actually suck out any stuck vibration in your abdomen. So the Melchizedek beings are replicating this in your sacred space. So esoteric pipe through the tummy button, bag around the abdomen. Each time we suck out, you're going to feel lighter in the abdomen. We'll do it 4 times. Second one. Third one. Fourth one. So you might feel gurgling in your intestines. Sorry. If you feel a little nauseous, we're going to work on those in a minute. We'll work on the intestines. So let's comb the meridians first. So Melchizedek beings are in your sacred space, so you're going to feel angelic hands go down your body or lighter where we've been. So going from your crown, down your face, the back head on the left, down your neck, cross your left shoulder, down your arm. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going down your neck, down your chest, down your abdomen, out to the hip. On the right, we're doing the same. On the left, we're going from your hip down your thigh, over your knee down your calf, and out to the foot. And on the right, we're doing the same. Right, so we're going to take this bar of energy down from head to toe. Now this, what it does is, the Melchizedek beings have got their arm just above your crown, vertical bar of energy, they sweep it down the body. Quicker you feel it, the more open your meridians are, and it reactivates them. So if you pay attention to when you feel the wave, first, second, or third time, meridians fairly open. Obviously, 8th, 10th, 15th, they're fairly closed. So head to toe, this is 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, okay. Last one, right. If you have, so those people with spirochetes and Nantet, that is HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons, you're going to get a different energy because we'd make you sick if we gave you normal energy. So this is for you guys without spirochetes and Nantet listening now in the future. You're going to feel light, floaty, warm, tingly, really relaxed. This is ultimate dimension energy. Should get pretty spacey. So anyone with spirochetes and Nantet, just remind you, HIV, Agent Orange, Lyme, Morgellons, we're starting tacking energy. It starts off subtle. It's very electrostatic. And what it does is change the molecular structure of spirochetes to benign for the body, but it also raises the vibration as well with no die-off. It's going to get stronger. Stronger and stronger. Okay, then it's going to plateau. It's going to get full of and sit there. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to clear the biofield. So they're going to need biofield, which connect to all the chakras. It's the field around you. They're going in now. They're going to clear any energetic blockages, like stuck energies in the biofield. So you're going to feel probably pretty spacey. Going in now. Should get lighter and lighter. Right, we're going to clear the Akashic Records. What does that mean? Well, the God, your God timelines, you'll be on, and there's probably a few of them, they're going to go in and they're going to clear any blockages, because what happens is the dark stuff tries to put blockages, so it's very difficult to pass down those timelines. So they're going in now, you're going to feel a massive shift. So they're going in now, they're going to clear all the timelines that are blocked in the Akashic Records for your future, now and future. So you should feel a shift there. Okay, we're going to detox the body. 10 seconds from now, so don't forget, we're switching toxins out of this time to a different time in your body and drawing out space, drawing it out of the body. So that's heavy metals and toxins, time-space continuous switching. So 10 seconds from now. Now, people say this feels freaky. I think freaky is great. We love freaky. So should start feeling a cool breeze or a weird drawing sensation coming out of your body. And it's going back up the portal. Right, we're going to do it three times, so we're going to accelerate it three times, so it should get stronger. Then it should plateau. Stronger again. Then it should plateau. Stronger again, then it should plateau. So that'll stay working for 24 hours, the detox. And you get in a meditation with this, it does exactly the same thing, and it steps up 9 times. Right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to do 9 biggest heart chakra releases. So let's break any soul ties first that aren't for your highest good. That's people you got close to, had sex with. Anyone listening now or in the future. So the Mekhilzadeh beings are going to do this. So, dear God, when I'm talking to the Mekhilzadeh beings, of course. So, dear God, I grab all the soul ties between each person on this call and listen in the future. And anybody who isn't for that person's highest good, we're going to break them now, command you bring the fact of their soul back, cleanse them, put it back in their body now. So you should feel a shift. We thank you, God, send you unconditional love, so be it. So you should feel a shift in your chest. Maybe a few tears, because it will break any ties that aren't serving you. Otherwise, you're still connected to those people, and you're going to feel them all the time. Right, so we're going to do 9 releases. So they're going in now. So don't forget, we have several thousand layers. They're going to pick the biggest layer that's affecting you right now. So they're going to pull it out. As they pull it out, it's going to get tight, depending on where the emotion affects the body, either in the lower back, lower abdomen, solar plexus, breastbone, throat, upper back, shoulder, or neck. It can move around. And the intensity could change. So it should start getting tight. Tighter and tighter. Okay, breathe it out when it releases. Now it's important. Sometimes people get yawning as release, or they get burping, coughing, or laughing hysterically for a second or two. If you don't get those, make sure you breathe it out, because you've got to move that energy out. Okay, second one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Third one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Fourth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Fifth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Sixth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Seventh one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Then it should release. Don't forget, breathe it out from the chest when it releases. Eighth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. Last one. Ninth one. Tighter and tighter. Tighter and tighter. Okay, then it should release. So we're going to protect you all. So, okay, dear God, for anyone listening now and in the future, I command we create a sphere of ultimate dimensional and conditional love around each and every person listening now and in the future and their Merkabah field to protect them from any negative entities, fractals thereof, manipulations, and transmissional frequencies that are not for that person's highest good through all space-time continuum in every dimension. And so we thank you, God, send you our unconditional love. So be it. So I hope you all felt it.
Yeah, wow, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Such what an opportunity to have such incredible clearing on a group level. Thank you so much, Christopher, for your service and bringing your transformation to the wisdom community tonight, or today, this morning, wherever you are. Of course, we've got people all over the world. I always say tonight because it's tonight here, but you know, it's tomorrow in Australia, and I know there's a lot of people from Australia and New Zealand dialing in as well. So it's just so amazing that you do this work and that you're able to, you know, touch so many people throughout the planet and beyond. It's so beautiful. So amazing. Thank you so much.
Thanks for what you do as well. And without you, you know, it's getting people out there. And it's helping people. That's what it's all about. We're all of service, you know. So thank you for what you do. Bless your heart.
Yeah. Yeah, we all contribute in some way, you know, if it's this, if it's what you do, if it's someone who walks out of their home and smiles at their neighbor, you know, that's all contributing and raising the vibration and aligning with higher frequencies. And it's upgrading and up-leveling all of us. You know, we don't all have the capabilities and the talents that you've been gifted with, but we can all make a difference in some way. But the more we work with someone like you, the more we raise our vibration, because the more clearing occurs and the more we feel better about ourselves and the less pain we're in, the more we can be of service to others.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everyone's got different gifts as well. I mean, you know, if I went to an art gallery and painted art, they'd say, get out! I'd never come back. Oh, okay. Because I tell you, I can't paint photography. So everyone's got their gifts. And people think everyone should be doing healing, but healing is painting, it's sculpturing, it's in food, it's in many, many things. You know, healing's everywhere, you know, so... There's energy in everything. So.
Yeah. But we are very, very grateful that we've had the time together today. Christopher, thank you so much for putting together that special offer for the wisdom community. I can see people have already decided to work with you privately and also take advantage of those beautiful prayers and the book and the amethyst dowsing pendant. Quick question on the pendant. Since it's amethyst and it's from it's crystal, that one's also, you mentioned that it's been, did you say it's been tuned with the buyer?
No, we programmed with the blueprint of your DNA.
Programmed, okay.
Yeah, so it's programmed, you know, so we get your name, program it. But it's also, it's Brazilian crystal. It's actually cut in India, believe it or not. So the good thing about getting this package, it supports a very small community in India who actually have a crystal company, and you know, I love supporting these guys because they need help as well as everybody else, you know. And please support Ian as well, because you know, it costs money to put these things on. You know, we have 8 staff, you know, and it costs us money to keep this thing going. So all the support for Ian, you know, that you give, and myself, it all helps us to give you, you know, to continue the work in the way we do, you know. So please, you know, support us. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and it's an exchange, right? We're all just exchanging with each other, and it's just flowing in and flowing out and flowing in. Well, it's been a wonderful show, Christopher. Thank you again. I wanted to give you an opportunity, as I always do at the end of the show, if there's anything that is coming through to you, either from Melchizedek beings or anyone else, or from yourself, of course, to share with the wisdom community as a way to wind the show down and wrap up. Any final words from you?
Yeah, I wonder whether we could do an affirmation together if we can.
Yeah, of course.
Let me just look at it. Yeah, I've got a few affirmations, but this one's really good. So, and this, you know, I don't really want to write it down or, you know, I can send it to you and you can put it on the website if you want to, but I think it's a pretty powerful affirmation. And it goes like this. So if you repeat it, I want you to say, I am divine love and wisdom. And I am worthy of all the abundance God has in store for me. Full stop. There is no doubt. I think it's a quite powerful affirmation. So, I am divine love and wisdom, and I am worthy of all the abundance God has in store for me, full stop, there's no doubt. Don't ever put period in, because it doesn't sound as profound as the full stop. Full stop is period in America, of course.
Mm.
So, and like I say, you know, it's all about, you know, let's all do the work together. It's all about raising people's vibration and getting back to your sovereign self. You don't need gurus, you don't need anybody. You may need someone to help facilitate you back to your sovereign self, but once you get there, I know people get attached to teachers and gurus and this, but, you know, you have it all within, you know. It's just my job as a doing healing to help you get your vibration and get you there. Once you're there, you're good to go. You can help as many people as possible. And I think, by goodness, this planet needs some help at the moment in many ways. So
yeah.
Let's all do as much as we can for people, you know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, beautiful. Yeah, please send that to me and I'll share that with everyone because that's a beautiful affirmation. Well, thank you again, Christopher. Namaste. It's been so wonderful having you on the show.
Thanks, Ian. God bless to everyone listening. Thank you so much. Send you all my unconditional love and thanks, Ian, for having me.
Of course. All right, beautiful, magnificent souls, the Wisdom Community, thank you so much for being here and bringing your incredible vibration to the show. Thank you for, you know, being the beautiful shining light that you are. You truly, truly are making a difference. It's so important that we gather in this way. It really is important that we gather this way. We are strong. We are powerful. We are sovereign. Let's remember our sovereignty. We give thanks to Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Son. We give thanks to the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service who've assembled here and are supporting us in our journey. In our awakening. Much love to you all. Namaste. Bye now.